Yvonne Peter is the new Vice Chancellor for Rural Community and Native Education. As part of that job, Peter's in charge of the College of Rural and Community Development. That includes all of the UAF rural campuses. Peter says the campuses serve a vital role.
A lot of work happens in rural Alaska, and there's a lot of opportunities for us to train and educate our citizens, especially our young people, to be able to fulfill positions within all those different industries, both in the private and the public sector that exist out here. And so just for that reason alone, they're critically important.
Yvonne Peter is himself a graduate of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in Alaska Native Studies in 1998.
I returned after finishing my bachelor's degree to run one of the rural campus centers for the university. And so my professional career began with the UAF. And after serving in that role for a couple of years, I moved home to Arctic Village and served as a chief for my tribe there and really started to learn what the challenges are that our people face in a small tribe in trying to generate economic development and to manage the current funding streams, to manage housing projects, to manage our airport, you know, to oversee, you name it, that's happening in a small community. And so that was really a important time for me to really gain a perspective on really what the challenges are that our really small communities face from a position of management.
As part of his new job, Peter is tasked with championing the importance of higher education for the rural residents of Alaska. He says one of the goals is to start that higher education process as early as possible.
One of the areas that are emerging right now, and that has already been for a while, is early college, is providing opportunities for our high school students to be able to take college courses, receive credit both at the university level, but then also at the high school level, because a lot of our students are ready for it. And it provides them that opportunity and a clear pathway for them as they finish high school to continue on into post-secondary education. And with the way our economy is right now, not only within Alaska, but nationally and globally, we really are living in a time where it's important for our K-12 students to really understand that their education doesn't end after high school. It's important for them to continue the pursuit of knowledge and skill sets so that, you know, they can provide for themselves, they can provide for their families, and they become another resource and asset within our communities.
The entire University of Alaska system has embraced the use of distance learning technologies, and nowhere is that more evident than the rural campuses. Peter says it's crucial for the university to use these new tools to reach students at or near where they actually live and work.
We have the early e-learning center at UAF that's really in the process of delivering a lot of course load. It's the largest growth area, actually, of our student body and credit hour count within the university system is in e-learning. So people are tapping into the mechanisms of being able to use the internet, use audio conferencing, use different forms of technologies, video teleconferencing units, to be able to really offer educational opportunities at the community level. And so we have, you know, just here at Bristol Bay, I was doing the tour of the new, what soon to be LEED certified building, where they're going to be providing the training for RNs, for local nurses. There's already some local graduates from that program. They're going to be expanding that to accept more students in this next cohort that they're starting up. And a lot of that is technology-based education, so that they're linking in some instructors from Anchorage here out, you know, through the video teleconference to be able to provide that educational service.
UAF has been facing some budget cuts, and by all accounts, the entire university system is bracing for additional cuts. Peter says essentially UAF had a 5% across-the-board budget cut.
If we have to go through another set of budget cuts, though, in this next cycle, it will begin to impact our programs. There's no way around that, because we, in order for us to sustain the faculty, the staff support to help those programs going, as well as to cover the costs of all the materials and supplies for different courses and programs that we're offering, there will begin that process of likely having to start looking at which programs are the ones that are having the largest impact at the community level and where we have the largest demand from students.
Yvonne Peter has only been on the job as the new Vice Chancellor for Rural Community and Native Education at UAF since last July. And last week's visit to the Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham was his first visit in that new position. In the coming months, he plans to visit all of the rural campuses and learning centers in the College of Rural and Community Development. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.